You've been given a direct order to rock the fuck out.
Rock out like the streets are empty except for you, your bicycle, and your headphones. Rock out like your lips just blaze into a breakdancing muse with legs that go all the way up. Rock out like vultures clearinghouses ringing your front door. Rock out like you'll never have to open up a textbook again. Rock out like you get paid to disturb the peace. Rock out like music is all that you got. Rock out like your life depended on it, fool, because it does. Rock out like you're the international speedball champion in entire universe. Rock out like you just escaped an orphanage to join a Russian circus. Rock out like you're escaping the sound of dancing as wolves you have to know. Rock out like it's raining outside, you got a girl to run through. Rock out like you threw your window open like a honeymoon because the whole world know what love is. Rock out like Jimmy has returned, carrying brand new guitar strings. Rock out like the Mangos aren't season. Rock out like the record player won't skip. Rock out like this was the last weekend. Like these were the last words. Like you'll ever want to forget how.
Oh my God, welcome back.
Oh, that's too loud.
Oh my God. Oh my God, welcome back. You are listening to This Shit is Delicious. My name is Walker Staples, and this is broadcasting live at this very moment from the Yurt on Hampshire campus. If you are listening to this radio broadcast, I encourage you to come to the Yurt in the center of the Hampshire campus, just to the some direction, depending on which way you're facing, of, yeah, fuck it. We have a very special show for you tonight. It is a the continental show, as in, I'm going to be playing a band which is Japanese. So, without further ado, this is a song called A 7 Days Wonder. It's by Linkosite Sigure. And I'm not sure where my co-host Whitney is, but maybe he'll show up. This is Yurt Radio. Well, look who decided to show up.
Bashful-faced and also repentant.
Bashful-faced-in?
Bashful-faced-in.
That should probably be, that should probably be your on name. You're on name now.
Yes, I apologize to our multitude of listeners.
all of them.
I was in the middle of telling Daniel about our wonderful weekend together, and I was literally in the middle of telling him how you brought out the harmonica for the song and made it perfect, and I was like, whoa, speaking of which, my radio show was 10 minutes ago.
Ta-da!
So, that's how that happened.
Yep.
So, I'm not sure, I'm not speaking into the mic again. I can't be heard when I'm not speaking into the mic. I have to get used to that fact.
So,
play something by Let Live. Let's see. The song's called Mother. Old queen, I cannot wait for love. That's what that's all about.
Welcome back. So who was that, Whitney?
That was Mother by Let Live off of their album, which I think just came out last year, called Fake History. Excellent album.
What about Real History?
I don't know. I don't think that stuff's not good for songs. Oh. You know.
Okay. And the song before that was called A 7 Days Wonder by Ingo Site Sigure, who's a Japanese progressive rock band. And because that last one and the one before it were the best ones ever, songs, I mean, I'm going to play you J-Pock X-File, which is another Ingo Site Sigure song. And
it's teach me how to say that, right?
Ingo Site Sigure! You have to do the sushi eyes. I didn't just say that. Things you should know about Ingo Site Sigure. They're pretty popular in Japan because they're really great at music. It is three people. One is a drummer, and one is a bassist, who is also a really attractive female, and the other is a guitarist, who is also a really attractive male. And both the bassist and the guitarist sing, which is featured on this song. This is J-Pop X-File.
They're essentially the Japanese Rush with more attractive members.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Plus, there's nothing wrong in that equation.
Plus more speed. And maybe better cohesiveness. I'm not sure. The interplay between the instruments and the voices is incredible. Anyway, without further ado, J-Pop X-File by Ingo Site Sigure off of their album Just a Moment.
We'll be right back.
So that's one of their more mainstream songs. That was Lingto Site Sigure off of Just a Moment. The song was J-Pop X-Files.
Those guys are exquisite. They have such a subtle kind of grace to them. You know, they're not trying to be showy. They're not creating parts of their songs just for, like, the incredible synchronicity of the instruments. It's like, about the song, but they're just...
real good at it.
Yeah, they're really, really good at it.
So, somewhere, and I think we should probably cover them.
Oh, I think... Oh, yes! Especially, yeah, there were some parts of that I definitely... Definitely felt
maybe not kind of maybe not that band. Song, but anyway, no. Whitney and I are in bands together.
Yeah, whole lot of them now.
At least two.
So I think worth mentioning before I play this song that one time Alex and I randomly met in an airport in Hawaii, and we were randomly on the same flight at the exact same time back to the U.S.
Hmm.
So we sat together on the plane and. We fell asleep to this song on
That's
our earbuds
funny.
For a 10-hour flight, and literally we could not get it out of our heads for the next couple of months. It was it was bad, but I mean, it was kind of worth it because this song's not too bad of a one to have stuck in your head. It's called The Jester. It's by Enter Shikari.
We'll be right back. satisfied. So I'll be sure to dine here again. Fine cuisine. Stuffed cheeks were very agreeable. All in all, a splendid spread.
Ow! That was great. I love them.
Such a fun little jam.
So Whitney, yeah. What was that?
Yeah, that was The Jester by Enter Shikari off their album Common Dreads. Definitely one of my favorite albums in the world. And if anyone happens to get me it on vinyl, I will fellate you. Like, there's no way out of that. it's like a blood oath, blood debt, whatever. Anyway, more music.
Yeah, so are you ready to take it down a million notches?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, definitely. No.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, here now for something completely different. This is Be Where You'd Been by a band called Some Say... Excuse me. I'm going to get into my soft radio host voice. So this is a song called Be Where You Been by a band called Some Say Leland off of the album Field Recordings.
You're listening to Yurt Radio.
This album was recorded in the laundry room of an abandoned mental asylum.
Shit.
Oh, no. Communication error occurred.
You probably can't hear us. That's okay. I'm going to speak to you in a soothing voice anyway. You can pretend I'm Morgan Freeman, because everything he says is interesting. I can only hope for the same effect. Walker's trying to connect this now.
Well, this is super funny, probably. You know, I walked in today, and they were... It's the second time in a row that our show has been playing when I've walked in.
Really?
Yeah.
That's uncanny. We're building up quite a library on there.
It's true. I can't wait to get it all on a flash drive and then listen to it whenever I'm feeling narcissistic.
Let's just go for it. While we're
connecting, this is Be Where You'd Been by Some Say Leland off of the album Field Recordings.
Thank you. wasn't in me to steal. Wasn't there to cause a scene. Wasn't in me to trash the place. Wasn't there to be me. I don't know why I did. I don't know why it happened. I suppose like a dog sleeps on a pile of dirty clothes. I just wanted to be.
That's no good at all.
Welcome back. That was Be Where You'd Been by Some Say Leland off of the album Field Recordings, Volume 1, The Abandoned State School.
Walker, how big time are they?
Not big time at all.
Because they are one of the handful of groups I can truly say I'd be honored to play with, and I think that we meld with to some extent.
I know, they're pretty chill, and we're pretty not chill.
That's true.
I'm doing my smooth radio DJ voice, if you hadn't noticed.
We are pretty chill right now because of that voice.
It's true.
Well.
Well, I guess it's Whitney's turn now.
There's only one song I can play to follow that up. This is Motion
That's
Picture.
Another one I don't know.
Asthma Boy.
Your radio.
You listen to your radio.
We'll be right back. when our time is up, then our time is up. Scientists, they could get some time getting out of bed. Who would want to die as a cowardly child? When our time is up, we'll be ashamed or
welcome back. That was some Bayside for you.
Oh my God!
That song was called That song was called "The Walking Wounded." It was by Bayside, and it was off of the album called "The Walking Wounded," because that's what the album is called.
That's one of the more underrated guitarists in post-hardcore.
Yeah, he's real good. You want to cover that song?
It's fucking amazing. Let's do it. There's another Bayside song, an acoustic one I was thinking of covering, but that one would be a fucking good one too.
Great.
So I'm gonna go really old school and really cheesy on you right now. Oh no, but I don't have the song. All right, I don't. Well, you might. Yeah, go for it.
All time low.
Yeah.
Nope, lost all of them.
Do you have internet? Because I don't.
No, I think the internet's gone. That's why it's not broadcasting.
Okay. All right. Still gonna go really old school and even cheesier if that was possible. I know every word to this song and I'm not ashamed.
Yeah.
And I swear that you don't have to go. I thought we could wait for the fireworks. And I thought we could wait for the snow to wash over Georgia and kill the hurt. I thought I could live in your arms and spend every moment I had with you. Stay up all night with the stars. Confess all the faith that I had in you. I had in you. Too late, I'm sure. Alone. It's another night, another dream wasted on you. So just be here now against me. Alone.
by, with no one here, just by your side. Sleep alone tonight.
Oh my god.
Tell us what that was really quick.
That was Mayday Parade. Song's called Three Cheers for 5 Years. Awesome. Again, I'm not ashamed.
This is So Cool, I'm Right Aligned, but brand new.
I'm convincing myself that.
Stay.
pretend we take what we can get.
That's how it should end. That ending with the whole record scratch goes on what my list of like top 10 worst endings of all time. It's a total blue balls.
It's so great because it's such a total blue balls. It's like, made this beautiful song and fuck you.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, you are my favorite weapon, Brand New. You are my favorite weapon.
Favorite weapon for any circumstance.
So I think we're technically out of time.
Yeah.
But I think technically the next group of DJs isn't here yet.
That's true. And isn't I still haven't played here yet. So let's do at least like two more songs unless they show up.
You guys are welcome for the chill show tonight.
Oh yes. Yeah, I'm liking this switch. This is really nice.
If you are future Walker Staples and you have been listening to all of these which you got off of the computer on your flash drive and put on your computer over and over and over, you're probably pretty sick of all the heavy stuff. So you're welcome, future Walker. And also, I don't know, I don't have any advice. If you have any advice for me, you can call in, I guess. On the I don't know.
Good idea.
Build a fucking time machine. Be good to summer.
Walker.
Oh, man.
That's good advice.
I really hope something awful happens. Or it doesn't happen. I really hope something awful doesn't happen in the future. And then I hear
that.
And I'm
future
like,
Walker, he hates you. He really hates something awful happens.
Oh, man. No. Make sure everything stays beautiful. Hey, future Walker. I don't know how your life is right now, but at this moment in my time, I'm the happiest I've ever been. And you should probably try the hardest that you can to stay in this place for as long as you can. Because, you know, if you're angry at me, you're probably just angry because you're jealous because I'm young and in love. Yeah. Anyway, here's some mansions.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so...
I'm going to get so pissed off at myself in the future.
This guy's set is probably going on right now. Could have played with him. We could have recorded this weekend, but... Shit gets fucked. We'll have recordings eventually. This is the first track off his new album. It's called Dig Up the Dead.
Sometimes the fuck is shit.
Get it right. Well, I want
I want to be much better than I am. You want me to scream at your ex-boyfriend, but I want to be, and I don't think I can. Nothing in my bones can say just where you've been. Nothing in my bones can let me start again. I'll start again. I'll start again. I'll start again.
I don't even know what I want to play. Welcome back.
Welcome,
I feel like I just fell in love with everything.
Mm.
That was a great song. I like them.
There aren't words for how much I adore that man's music. I think there probably hasn't been a singer bigger.
A single bigger. Biggle.
There's never been a singer bigger. There's also never been a single bigger influence on my songwriting.
It's pretty great.
Than Chris. Anyway.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah. Do you feel her touch? It's almost impossible to hold still. Maybe we can go back to the way it was.
Thank you. would you like her?
Unfortunately, without the lead guitars, but that's okay. I feel like that's just a speaker. I feel like it broadcasts in both channels, which comforts me. So keeping in the vein of songs we plan on covering, this is called The Impact of Reason by Under Oath.
Oh, yeah. We're...
that's
say.
And that was a song called 2 Seconds of Noise. So the last song you just heard was The Impact of Reason by Under Oath. I'm Mark Staples. That's Whitney Schuster.
Yeah. Whitney Schuster with Infant Feet on the back of my head.
And we're going to go to sleep now. We're probably playing a Mishishi drinking game.
Good night.